Good morning, and welcome to the Fairfield Advantage, the radio program that showcases business events and opportunities, and also quality of life issues right here in Fairfield County. My name is Linda Kaufman from Fairfield County Economic Development, and you are listening to WFCO 90.9 on your FM dial. We'd like to thank the radio station for allowing us to help identify what might be or become your Fairfield Advantage. Joining me this morning is Kim Jeffers from OUL. Kim is the transition advisor out there. Welcome.
Good morning.
It's so nice for you to be here. And also joining us at that third seat this morning, which is somewhat unusual, is Amber Fitzpatrick, who is an upcoming graduate of OUL and a current intern in our office. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
And Amber said she was nervous, but I know she's going to do fine, like she has done with everything that we have thrown at her since September. But Kim, what we're here today to talk about is internships in general, the opportunities that OUL provides, and obviously reaching out to those businesses that have maybe never considered an internship. So turning it over to you, which pile of good stuff do you want to start in?
Well, thank you for giving me this opportunity. This is another outlet to kind of say, hey, we're here. This is how you can reach out to us. I'm reaching out to you. So I'm kind of the clearinghouse. That's the word I think you used. I like that word, where if students are looking for an internship or if employers are looking for an intern, I'm kind of the middleman. I kind of match people with what their needs are.
Right. And I think that maybe some people and businesses aren't aware that certain majors at OU and OUL require an internship.
That's right. And, you know, I think we've talked before that we have several, you know, the teaching, the students that are in education, that kind of goes hand in hand. But there are a couple degrees, like the Applied Management degree and the Health Service Administration. The Applied Management is a little more broad because there are a lot of different categories that people can work in. But Health Service Administration as well, that students are required to do an internship. And then we have many technical degrees like Electronic Media. We were talking to an intern out in the lobby. Many of the two-year associate's degrees require an internship as part of the program as well.
Right. And Amber, as we were talking earlier this morning in the office, sometimes when students choose a major, they don't necessarily realize right away that an internship is a component of that major.
That is correct. And for me, in my experience, I learned that when I sat in on my first group advising meeting with Professor Hoyt, who is the Applied Management advisor. And when I learned that, I thought, now I've got to figure out how to get those contacts and get out there and get my name out there to find something.
Right, because students are somewhat expected to find their own internship.
Correct.
Correct, Kim?
That's the majority of majors kind of leave it to the student to find it.
And the fact is there's no waiver for an internship. So what we're trying to do today is to raise awareness for those businesses, either for-profit or non-for-profit.
Oh, absolutely. And we have 2,700 students on the Lancaster campus, not all of which who will need internships, but many who will. So, yeah, this is great that we're reaching out.
So how do you reach out? What are the various avenues to get businesses to be aware of what marvelous opportunities they could take advantage of?
Well, obviously this radio show.
Oh, absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
You know, we have a great person on our campus who does a lot of advertising for us, Sherry Russo, so she puts a lot out there. But a lot of it right now is word of mouth. My title is Transition Advisor, so I have a load of 240 students who on a regular basis I advise just about classes. So this is a piece of what I do. So it's great to have contacts in the community, and a lot of it is word of mouth.
Okay, and what are some of the, can you name just some of the businesses in general, not the, you think I could talk this morning, the specific business, but what kinds of businesses are your students in right now?
Well, this one, obviously, and I'm sure we'll get to that, the Economic Development Office.
Okay.
And it varies by the degree, but I've got students, and I have a program that I advise for called the Specialized Studies degree, so students design their own degree. So I've had people that have done radio stations. Some are in the county and some are outside of the county. I've got people that are in Head Start and other, like you said, profit, for-profit and for nonprofit.
Okay. So, and Amber, if you could explain a little bit about the internship requirements that businesses might be looking at and how they might craft an internship around some of their needs?
I know for applied management, one of the things that Professor Hoyt stresses is our project internship. It's a project-based internship. And, you know, so if there's a business out there, especially a small business within Fairfield County, who's maybe looking to launch a social media agenda for their company, maybe they're not on it, maybe they're not very active, just trying to get their name out there a little bit more, they could potentially bring in an intern that could help them facilitate doing that. Professor Hoyt would be the advisor on it, and then working with the small company, the owners of that small company, where they could work with the student and say, you know, here's what we're looking for, here's our ultimate goal, and then, you know, find a way to actually develop that strategy and develop it and see if it comes to life or not.
Wonderful. Do you find that once a business utilizes an intern, they get that repeat opportunity?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that was a great example that you used, because I actually just had a business call me this week and say, we need help with our social media. It's going to be an unpaid internship, but the student's going to get some learning out of it. We're going to get the help we need. So that was a great example that you used.
Well, and the networking that an intern gains is good for them. Obviously, they need that for graduation, but it puts them in the real world. And I know, Amber, you come from the real world. You have worked in for-profit businesses and then went back to school along the way, as so many students do these days.
Right.
And but on the other hand, sometimes an internship is their first opportunity to see how a business might operate.
Right.
So how can we – I was thinking about this morning, and, you know, it's good for the student because they learn and they fulfill that graduation requirement. It's good for the business because they get an extra set of hands. But my thought was, from an economic development standpoint, it's good for the community because maybe it holds those students closer to Fairfield County.
Oh, I agree.
So we don't have that brain drain.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking they need to leave,
right,
to get a job that can be fulfilling.
Right? And it's just a good outlet for them to see what is in the community and to kind of see that there are businesses out there, there are places that need people who have an education and that are ready to hire.
And so, Amber, from your perspective, you're partway through your internship. Did you have any preconceived ideas?
No, I was pretty open. I knew I needed something, so I was pretty open to what would be flexible with my schedule, and because I also still had a few classes I had to finish as well. So I kind of needed something which was perfect for economic development that was part-time, and that gave me kind of a really broad experience in the business field, as well as the networking has been huge. And that was the biggest thing I wanted out of my internship, was networking opportunity, because with three small children, I wanted to stay in Fairfield County to work. I don't want to drive to Columbus. I would love to stay here. And so that was my biggest factor going in. What can I do to get my name out there?
And that is, like I said, I think that it's a win-win-win. It's almost that trifecta or that triple crown, that it's good for the student, it's good for the university, and it's good for the business and the business community. So how do we continue to reach out? I don't know. How do they get in touch with you, Kim?
Well, anyone who's listening, email is the best way to reach me. And my email address is my last name and first initial. So it's jeffersk@ohio.edu. You can certainly call me at the university and you can just ask for me by name, Kim Jeffers. And we can have a discussion about what it is that you're looking for. I can help connect you with the people in the right majors, the faculty member in the right majors. That's kind of what I do. I've been there long enough that I know who to connect people with. So that's...
Right. So businesses and nonprofits, how would you reach out to somebody this morning to convince them to at least think about the dialogue that moves them from thinking about it to acting on it?
So first, first step, contact me. I'd love to have a conversation. And sometimes that's exactly what it is. It's an employer who calls me and says, you know, we'd really like to start a relationship with your campus. We know that you have students who can provide something that we need, value to our business. So just a conversation. And then if there are questions that I can help answer, that's exactly what I'll do. If I need to direct them to somebody else who's a little bit more, you know, specific to their request, then that's exactly what I'll do as well.
Right. And my question just left my head, and as that sometimes does on radio. What if a businessman says, oh, I'm too small? I might not keep them busy enough, because we're not looking for interns to come in and, you know, do sweeping and dusting. There has to be meaningful work coming out of it. But I think that obviously every business never has enough hands-on. And maybe there's a project that they've been putting on the shelf because they either don't have the expertise or they don't have the time.
And that's exactly it. That's where the project-based ones come in handy. You have a great little office set up for your interns, but not many businesses have a separate space, you know, that they can utilize for their interns. So they might have, exactly like you said, a project that they need someone to work on, and the student can work on it from home or from school, and then, you know, still provide that value to that employer.
And that those employers then gain, maybe they redefine their business.
Right.
Because they can get that extra set of hands or expertise. I think that's part of what we've done, because we are now on our third intern. And not that we wear them out, listeners, but the fact that they all graduate and move on and move forward. But just finding that project or that area of expertise, Amber has continued to work on one of our websites that our office is responsible for. And she brings an expertise that neither Bob nor I have. And we certainly welcome her teaching us for a change. What do you think, Amber?
Absolutely. I'm more than willing.
And that's what I think what we need to realize out in the community, that no company is too big or too small. And it is just for, let's talk about the time period really fast. How long does an intern stay at a location or with a project?
If they're tying it to credit, which is not always necessarily the case, but if they are trying to get credit for it, it's usually semester-based, which is 14 weeks, and then there's a week of finals. We're getting ready to go into spring semester, which oddly enough starts in January.
Yes.
So the next semester would go from January to May.
So the spring and the fall are the two longer time periods that OU is now into, and then there is the opportunity for that summer internship.
Right.
But what's the lead time from a company calling until you match them up?
Sometimes it depends on the major, and you know from this, Amber can speak about it, that sometimes for the applied management, it has to go through an approval process, so that can take a little bit longer. But there are other times when someone posts something and it might be a matter of days before they get it filled, so it varies.
Okay, well, our time has rapidly come to a close. Would like to thank the radio station for allowing us to talk about internships in Fairfield County. That is just such a triple win for everybody. So listeners, we'd like to think that maybe you'll tune in again next week, where the advantage we talk about might be yours.